Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 307 on KDKA as we welcome into the program a voice that you certainly will recognize, Bill Rakoff. As a matter of fact, held this position for some time on the venerable 1020 and now joins us from his new home away from home, which was his home anyway, from Baltimore, talking about the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. Bill, thank you very much for being with us today. I am certain it has been a whirlwind of a day already. When did you hear about what had happened overnight?
When my alarm went off this morning, Rick, and thanks for having me, by the way, went off at about just before 6 o'clock, like it usually does. And the very first thing I saw was a note from a coworker at where I teach now at the Defense Information School here at Fort Meade saying, you know, if you're planning on coming in the Key Bridge, you know, it collapsed. And I thought, well, it couldn't be, right? And yeah. So I went onto social media, and sure enough, and man, I was like everybody else around here, transfixed to the radio and TV for the next couple of hours.
You are in a different position now as somebody who is teaching rather than being on the other side of the microphone, where you would have had a phone call at 1:30 last night, right? I mean, based on where you are in the business that you are in, I mean, it would have been all hands on deck. What has the coverage been like in Baltimore, and what can you tell us at this hour?
Well, we just got done listening to, and I am doing a little bit of freelancing, shall we say. So
sure.
It's like I've been involved in the story today. We just got done listening to the National Transportation Safety Board Chair, Jennifer Homendy. And while she really couldn't give us a whole lot in the way of detail about what happened, she did confirm that the investigation is underway, that they have the reports that the ship may have lost power, or lost propulsion and control of the ship shortly before it struck the bridge, that they did call a mayday. That backs up something Governor Wes Moore said earlier today, that said that Maryland Transportation Authority police were able to get out having heard that mayday call and at least slow down, if not stop, the traffic from going over the bridge, which could have prevented a much greater catastrophe. She also did confirm reports that there was a contracted construction crew on the bridge. We understand they were filling potholes at the time of the incident this morning, and that there are at least 6 people still missing, and the search is continuing. She again termed it an active search and rescue mission. So what they've said is they're sort of taking a step back and letting the search and rescue process continue right now at this hour. And then when appropriate, then they'll start coming in from the investigative side, board the ship, start talking to people, that sort of thing.
You have spent a lot of time in and around fire service, EMT, paramedics, rescue units, and things like that. Can you ever be prepared for an event of this magnitude?
So there's such a thing as being prepared, being ready for it, but then putting it into practice is sometimes another thing entirely.
You can't practice something like this, right?
You can prepare for eventualities, but you can't prepare for specificity.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Right.
I don't know that anybody ever prepared for a scenario in which the entire key bridge, all mile and a half of it, or at least the center span of it, was going to collapse into the Patapsco River. Rick, I kept my boat on Bear Creek right next to the bridge. I went over that bridge every day, twice for a year. Never, ever did I think, going over or under it, that bridge would ever come down because something hit it. There are concrete bumpers that are around the piers that somehow this ship managed to miss and hit the pier. So to answer your question, sure, they game plan this stuff out. They have the responses laid out. And from everything we've heard, it sounded like it was a textbook multi-agency response between Baltimore City, Baltimore County, state and federal assets. And they all did the things that they were supposed to do. That's where you take your comfort. You let your training kick in, and then you take the scenario as it evolves. And that's what they're doing here today.
Visiting with Bill Rakoff, who was here at KDKA, went on to CBS, now doing some work with the military in terms of training those people. You talk about those bumpers, Bill, and if you think about a snooker table, I mean, it literally looks almost like the pylons on a snooker table. I mean, they don't have the bumpers around the edges, but basically they're lined up where the stanchions are, right? That you would think you can't possibly hit one of the stanchions unless you hit one of the bumpers first, but the angle that this particular craft was coming in missed the bumper, hit the pylon, and basically brought the bridge down. It's hard for people, I think, in Pittsburgh to say, okay, how big is this ship? Because we are talking about ocean-going vessels there as opposed to those that are up and down through the locks here in Pittsburgh. Help us from a navigation standpoint to understand the massive size of these container ships.
They are massive, Rick. These things are about the length of three football fields. In this case, this one came in just shy of 1,000 foot long. It is also about almost 50 yards wide. So the width or the length of a football field on the width of the ship. So that gives you an idea. And then there's the sheer height of it. You've got those shipping containers that you've seen in the video that are stacked eight high. But don't forget, below the deck line, there are more of those shipping containers. So this thing, empty, weighs close to 100,000 tons. Then add all of that weight. You can't stop it on a dime. And yes, those stanchions, they look puny from the air, from the aerial coverage you've no doubt seen. But when you're down next to it in the boat like I've been, they are significant things. And it just boggles the mind that this ship somehow managed to miss those things and hit the pier. It just is a massive, massive ship. And let me point this out, Rick, very quickly. And I said this to Larry this morning when I was talking. This is going to have a significant impact on the Port of Baltimore operations because right now no ship can get in or out of the Port of Baltimore because of this incident that happened right in the middle of the shipping lane, and it could be weeks before shipping resumes to normal.
And that is a key point for the Atlantic seaboard and up and down. I mean, obviously New York, and there are other places, Norfolk, et cetera, where they can get in and out. But Baltimore is really close to Pittsburgh, and it could impact as far away as here pretty easily, couldn't it?
There is intermodal transportation that you see in the rails, and there are a lot of things that get shipped out of Baltimore. I think of the amount of new cars that enter the country through the Port of Baltimore that are shipped out across the country. That's going to be impacted. Now, we understand that ports like Norfolk and New York and New Jersey may be able to absorb some of the load. But, you know, here in this area, what people are worried about are they're worried about their jobs because
right.
Directly or indirectly, we're talking about thousands of people's livelihoods that could be at stake here in the short term and maybe longer if they don't get this thing resolved. And one thing I'll point out, by the way, in terms of the investigation, Jennifer Homendy made reference to the Fern Hollow Bridge in her press conference just a couple of minutes ago, saying, you know, putting it in the context that it is going to take a while to investigate this incident because sifting through all the documents, all the inspections, everything that has to be gone through in order to come up with a full report on this. She cited the fact that it took, in the Fern Hollow case, a couple of years to get all the paperwork that they needed to do a report. So this is not going to be a quick process by any stretch of the imagination, even though the president promised that he would move heaven and earth to try to get this bridge rebuilt as quickly as possible.
We just literally got the final report on the Fern Hollow Bridge here within the last 10 days, and that happened in 2022. So it is a long, drawn-out process at this point. Bill Rakoff, kind enough to join us from Baltimore today, on the day that the Key Bridge came down in Baltimore after a massive ship hit it today, that cargo ship, dropping at least 8 people into the water. 2 of them, we understand, rescued. 6 they are still searching for at this hour. Bill, it's good to hear your voice, and are you going to be watching the Pirates and the Orioles play when they come to town here shortly?
You know, I will be watching, and the Pirates are going to be just down the road against the Nationals. So on a happier note, I might actually get down to see the Buccos for a couple of games here next week. I'm looking forward to it. You can take the boy out of Pittsburgh, Rick, but you know the rest.
No, absolutely. Go Bucs, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Bill, thank you very much for being here.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.